USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer is set to retire. The 83-year-old was nominated by President Bill Clinton and has been on the court since 1994. Breyer has been under pressure to retire out of fear that a future Republican president would appoint a conservative to the high court. Republican Senator Mitch McConnell has said he would block any Supreme Court nominee put forward by President Biden in 2024 if Republicans regain control of the Senate next year. New COVID cases and hospitalizations keep trending downward while the death rate is still on the rise, so said CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky. Top White House COVID advisor Jeff Zients saying the United States is shipping 400 million more vaccine doses to 112 countries. USA Radio News.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Faith-based adoption agencies that contract with Michigan can refuse to place children in LGBTQ homes under a settlement filed in federal court.
The settlement comes months after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled for a Catholic charity in a similar case. The State Department of Health and Human Services said Tuesday the High Court's ruling against Philadelphia is binding on the state and limits its ability to enforce a non-discrimination policy. Michigan, like most states, contracts with private agencies to place children with new families. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Gas prices are up for the second time in 3 days. AAA reporting the national average for a price of regular is up a penny to $3.34 a gallon. There could only be two states, Texas and Oklahoma, where the price of gas is under $3 a gallon soon. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
After the January 6, 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol, the Capitol Police's intelligence unit started scrutinizing the backgrounds of people who meet with lawmakers. The intelligence unit is examining the social media feeds of people who aren't suspected of crimes. Documents also saying that Capitol Hill police are running background checks on people with whom lawmakers plan to meet, including donors and associates. Republican Congressman from North Dakota, Kelly Armstrong, reminds everyone on Fox News.
They're doing this, and secret surveillance on American citizens without probable cause is never okay. And it's surely not being done for security reasons. If it was being done for security reasons, they wouldn't be worried about casting us in a negative light, and they'd be coordinating with our offices. Why are they doing it? How much information are they keeping? Who are they giving this information to? And what is the real purpose of this program?
A new study is revealing the impact 10 minutes of exercise can have on adults over 40. More than 110,000 United States deaths could be prevented each year if those over 40 added 10 minutes of physical activity to their daily routines. That's according to the journal JAMA Internal Medicine. The study also noting that an increase of 20 or 30 minutes could have an even larger impact. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.